Father, I have sinned. Or, I'm not entirely sure if I have, but that's why I'm here. I need your advice. I'm certain it's forbidden for married men to have sex with anyone other than their wives. It's not often that I come to confession, so Father, give me a moment to collect my thoughts. I think part of why I feel so awkward is that I can't really sense your presence. Maybe it would feel different if I could hear you breathing. It might be comforting. Could you breathe for me? Loudly, please? Yes, that's much better. Please keep breathing so I know you're here with me. Just like that, your breathing is very calming. Could you actually slow it down a little more? Otherwise, I'll feel like I'm making you uncomfortable, and I don't want that. Breathe into your belly. Let it out slowly. I just want to listen to you breathe for a while. Perfect. Now I feel brave enough to go on. So, it's a sin for a husband to betray his wife, isn't it? Adultery is condemned in scripture, but personally, it gives me so much courage to hear you breathe. Every time I lose my words, I can just follow your breathing until I find them again. You're doing so well, Father. In my opinion, if a wife consents to her husband having sex with another woman, that shouldn't be a sin. If both spouses agree openly, there's no deceit. But... oh, I can hardly hear you again. Can you breathe louder for me? Yes, that's wonderful. I imagine you must be tall from the way your lungs fill with air so easily. Where was I? Oh, yes. I think if the wife gives her consent, everything is fine. Now, my problem. Most men find me very attractive. I don't think I need to describe every detail. My hair, my legs. Just imagine I'm quite beautiful. That alone makes many men have such unholy thoughts. And if I find a man attractive too? The last things on my mind in those moments are questions like, are you married? Do you have a girlfriend? Does your wife know what we're about to do? I wonder sometimes if I should ask. Your breathing is so soothing, Father. It's almost arousing. For me, relaxation and arousal feel very close together. But I don't ask those questions, and honestly, I don't care about the answers. Tell me, is it really my fault if a man craves my body? My breasts, my kisses, and I crave him too? If we both want it, is that really my sin to bear? His guilt doesn't infect me like a disease, does it? Breathe. So good. And if he wants to feel my cunt wrapped around his cock, and I want that too, should his marriage be my concern? Has your breathing gotten heavier? I don't mind, really. You're a man too, after all. Sometimes I forget priests are just men with the same desires. In my mind, you're a very handsome man. And of course, you can't see me, but you can hear my voice. My voice is sweet, isn't it? Many men have told me so. Some get aroused just from hearing it. It happens even when I don't mean it to. But there's no harm in that, is there? I've seen the power my voice has on the phone. And I confess, I enjoy it. When a man melts for my voice, I feel powerful. I love that feeling. But I do wonder, if you're getting so aroused just listening to me, can you really hear my confession clearly? An aroused priest isn't exactly impartial. He's more of a horny man than a holy one, isn't he? Maybe we should wait for a better time. But before we end, I want to tell you something about what I admire in priests. I adore your obedience, your devotion to God. It's not forced. You choose it freely. And that's the highest form of obedience. It's beautiful, but I still don't understand the celibacy. When I go without sex or even without touching myself, I get so irritable. How can anyone live like that? Isn't our sexuality a gift from God? We can feel desire, the bliss of an orgasm. Shouldn't we be grateful for that? But, oh, you really do sound aroused now. Are you? I wouldn't mind. If you're brave, just moan for me. Yes. Are you imagining my body? I'm still clothed, but you can imagine me however you wish. Can you picture my soft skin? Can you imagine my lips pressing to yours? Then, moan for me. Yes, Father. I believe in free will. You can choose to devote yourself to something other than God, if only for a moment. There's no shame in it. Maybe giving in to these thoughts will clear your mind. I'm imagining kissing you now. My hand on your chin, guiding your mouth open so my tongue can slip in. You're so aroused. So very aroused. Maybe we should continue my confession tomorrow and tend to your other needs first. When men try to think with their cocks, they can't think at all. Moan for me, Father. Yes, just like that. I know it's forbidden for a priest to touch a woman, but we aren't even in the same room. There's a wooden wall between us, so there's no danger. Moan for me again. You'll feel better once you've had some relief. I can make men melt with nothing but my voice. I can turn them into soft, obedient little puddles, just hoping I'll let them come. What do you think of that? I'd like it if you obeyed me, just for this session. You can go back to obeying God later. And when we meet again, once you're no longer so worked up, we can finally talk about the questions I came here to ask. Imagine, my tongue is teasing yours now. Moan for me. That's what I wanted to hear. I want to make you come really hard. I've made men climax without ever touching them, and without them touching themselves either. Not every man can do that, some never will, but the ones who have told me it felt like their mind was being blown apart. In my experience, when a man is clever, imaginative, and full of longing, he can have an orgasm without any contact at all. And I don't think you could even call that masturbation, could you? I think that must be allowed, even for a priest. Can you take off your robe for me? Please do it. I know you'll probably make a mess soon, and we wouldn't want to ruin your robe, would we? Take it off. I hope you have some handkerchiefs nearby. If not, I suppose you can clean yourself up with your pants. You're such a good boy. Moan for me, just because I love hearing it. Good boy. I think you've noticed already. I like giving commands, and I love it when boys follow them. Don't touch yourself. I'd feel uneasy if you did, because I don't ever want you to regret this. Everything that happens here should stay in our imaginations. I kiss you again. This time you don't need me to guide your mouth open. You're eager for it. Ready. Unbutton my blouse now. One button at a time. I know you'll love what you see. I never wear bras. I have a slender body, small breasts. I'm athletic, so they're quite firm. Let the blouse fall to the floor. Now look at me. I can hear in your breathing how much you like my chest. You know, it heightens desire when you can't always have exactly what you want. And I'm sure you'd love to touch me, wouldn't you? Yes, I knew it. And it excites me to make men ask for what they want. Do you want to touch my breasts? Then ask. That's a good start, but you can do better. I want to hear more desperation in your voice. Ask me again. That's much better. Put your hands behind your back. Did you really think I'd always give you what you want? I'm the one giving orders here. hands behind your back. But I will let you touch me soon. Only with your tongue. You heard me. Only your tongue, not your lips. I think you still have your pants on. Good. I didn't give you permission to take them off. But maybe you thought I'd be okay with it. I'm not. If you were disobedient and removed them, put them back on now. You probably wonder why I care. But think about it. I know you'll make a mess soon. Better to keep it contained, don't you think? Now, I want to feel your tongue on my nipples. Do it, boy. Lick them. Moan for me. Again, only your tongue. I don't want to feel your lips yet. Is that clear? Good boy. If you want to, you can move your hips back and forth. It'll help you get closer. Just like that. Back and forth. Back and forth. Now I'll let you use your lips too. Move your hips back and forth. You're doing so well. Back and forth. Do you feel how my nipples are getting harder under your mouth? Most men underestimate how sensitive they are. Do you know, your nipples are just as sensitive as mine. Let me show you. Move your mouth away now. It's my turn to touch you. Move your hips back and forth. Feel my fingers on your chest. I'm going to pinch your nipples now. Do you know what's coming next? Say it. You're going to pinch my nipples. Yes, exactly. I'm going to pinch them. And it's going to hurt. But it will make you even more turned on. Back and forth. Are you ready? You can say no, but it won't matter. I've already decided. Now, feel the pressure growing. Whimper for me. Whimper because it hurts. And because it excites you. Good. That's exactly what I want. Move your hips back and forth. Imagine my mouth around your cock. I can swallow sausages whole, barely touching them with my throat. I bet I could do the same with you. But that's nothing compared to how it feels when I ride you. I love controlling men with my pussy. I can make them whimper, cry out, beg. Imagine me straddling you, lowering myself slowly, until you're all the way inside. I prefer medium-sized cocks. The tiny ones, I can barely feel them. Of course, I can take big ones too, but that takes more effort. I like to fuck playfully, to keep all the power without even trying. I can keep a man right on the edge for as long as I want. Back and forth. When I finally let them come, it feels like the world is ending. But you won't get that pleasure today. You're still in your pants. And that's how it will stay. I'm just going to rub you until your cum soaks through the fabric. Feel my hand moving over you. Such a nice cock. Just the size I'd love to swallow. Back and forth. I'm speeding up now. I can feel how close you are. Yes, you're such a good boy. You're going to come for mommy. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Unless you stopped begging. But I know you won't. You'd never be so foolish. Pride is worthless compared to the bliss of release. Back and forth. You're so close, aren't you? Beg. You're so delicious when you beg. But I'll make you wait a little longer. That's it, my good boy. I'm going faster now. I'll count down from 5. When I reach 0, you'll come. Understood? I know priests are trained to obey. 5. I keep my hand moving, never slowing. 4. Back and forth. 3. More friction. 2. I can feel your orgasm building. 1. Let it all go. Don't scream too loud. Remember, we're in a church. 0. Come now. Yes, let it out. Feel your cock pulsing, soaking your pants. Let go of all of the tension. Come for me. That's the moment of perfect bliss. Yes, that's it. You did so well. Just breathe now. Lay your head on my chest for a moment. I know, you feel drained. Relax, you're such a good boy. Maybe next time we can finish our confession properly. Just breathe, slow and easy. Feel how empty your head is right now. It's a good emptiness. Soon your thoughts will start to come back. For now, I just want you to feel how soft and quiet everything is. Inhale, exhale. You did so well for me. You're such a sweet, obedient boy. Maybe we should do this again. But don't answer that yet. You know you can't really think clearly right now. That's okay. Let the afterglow wash over you. Breathe. Slow. You're gonna feel so warm and heavy in your body. Soon your thoughts will start floating back in. And when they do, I want you to remember that you did nothing wrong. You just surrendered for a little while. And it felt good, didn't it? Breathe. Look around, slowly. Are you starting to feel your body again? Good. I hope you didn't make too much of a mess. But even if you did, cleaning up is such a small price to pay for a moment like this, isn't it? If you can, use a handkerchief to wipe yourself off a little. Or if you need to, take off your pants and clean them up before you put them back on. We wouldn't want your robe to get soaked after all. Now, my sweet boy, I'm going to count you up from 1 to 5. With each number, you'll feel more awake, more present, more like yourself again. 1, feel the room around you. 2, your mind starting to clear. 3, the air on your skin, the quiet in the confessional. 4, breathe in, breathe out, and 5, completely awake, aware of your body. You'll feel fresh and clear soon. The warm, relaxed glow will linger for a little while, but your thoughts are your own again. You did so well. You're going to sleep so peacefully tonight. Oh, sweet boy, wasn't that something? But the questions I came here for, they're still waiting. So let me say it simply. Am I responsible for the men I have sex with if they are unfaithful to their wives? Is it a sin to be with them, even if I don't know they're married or committed? And do you agree that if a wife consents, it's not a sin at all? I feel so unsure about these things, but unfortunately it's too late to sort it out today. Still, I'm hopeful. Hopeful that the next time we talk, you won't be so distracted. When will you be here again to hear my confession?